days and 40 nights.
And you're looking there, even in our country. I know it rains a lot, but where do you find that from? You wouldn't expect it. Vicky, you need to find, get in, please. You wouldn't expect it to rain for 40 days and 40 nights, even in this country. Noah had to trust. I don't know, because it doesn't tell us in the Bible, whether Noah was the only person God spoke to. Were there others, he said, build an ark, and they didn't take any notice? I don't know. It doesn't really say that in the Bible. But the reason he was doing it is because the world was so bad. You know, there's times, aren't there, today when we think the world is in a terrible state. We think the world's... Do you hear people say it, don't you? What's the world coming to? As though nothing bad used to happen 20 years ago. And it's only a recent invention, bad things. If you look at the stories of Sodom and Gomorrah, what awful, horrendous things were happening then. The world is not so bad these days that God needs to send a flood. Let's give thanks for that. Let's always give thanks for that. But then he did. He sent a flood because everything was so wicked. People were so corrupt. And Noah was brave enough to do what God wanted, even though it probably looked a bit stupid. He probably felt a bit stupid at times. And I am sure it says, the end of verse 6, Noah did everything just as God commanded him. But as I've said before, I quite like thinking that behind that. And I wonder if, while Noah was busy constructing his ark, as we did here, I wonder if there were times when he thought, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? I wonder if there's times when he had his doubts. I hope there was. I'm not sure I'm supposed to say that, but I hope there was, because that makes him real, makes him human. Because I'm pretty sure if I was doing it, I would have had doubts. Why am I doing this? There's no rain. It never rains here. Why am I building this ark? Even when things appear to be tough and all wrong and not right, God wants us to trust him. I wonder if he ever doubted. It must have been hard work. That's the other thing as well. Building the ark must have been hard work. We had to go and get benches and things. But Noah had to construct a whole great big thing. I won't go into all the details of it. But with upstairs and deckings and all, it must have taken him ages, ages and ages. It must have been hard work. And then he had to go and find the animals, didn't he? God said to him, God, I don't think God sent the animals to him like we did. Like Hannah did, and Elliot did, and Noah did, and Margaret did so well. We had to go and find the animals. And Noah had to go and find the animals. It wasn't easy. And he stuck at his task. He stuck at what God had said to him, even though at times he must have doubted, even though at times he must have thought, I really don't want to do this. It's never going to rain. Why am I doing this? We probably won't, apart from stupid Sunday school, all-age services that I'm leading, we probably won't ever be asked to build a proper ark. We probably won't be. If you are, please let me know, because I'd love to come and watch. But we're asked to trust God in our lives, whatever our circumstances. And sometimes trusting God is despite our circumstances. Sometimes we will doubt. Often, what we're doing for God as Christians feels wasted. Why are we bothering? What effect is it having? And I can't answer that. No one can answer that. Well, God can answer it, but the rest of us can't. But often life is just life, isn't it? Sometimes life is good. Sometimes it's bad. Often it's just life. And in all those circumstances, good, bad, or just when we live in life, we're told to trust God, to trust him in the sense of how we live. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him. He will make your paths straight. That's the trusting in God. 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Pray, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. Sorry, pray, I've forgotten what it is. 1 Thessalonians 5:16. I should know this, shouldn't I? Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. That's it. In all circumstances. That's how we show our trust. Not in building arcs, not in doing great things for God. That's not how we show our trust. How we show our trust for God is just continuing to live in the way that he wants us to. Sometimes it's hard work. Building an ark was hard work for Noah. Sometimes trusting God, living our life in the right way, is hard work. But I'm going to finish with a couple of questions. What would have happened if Noah hadn't trusted God? What would have happened if he hadn't trusted God? I'm not going to answer those questions, by the way. Let's really think about that for a second. What would have happened if Noah had given up halfway through and said, it's never going to rain, this is too hard? What would have happened? What would have happened? What will happen if we don't trust God as we live our lives? Even though the circumstances may be good, even though sometimes it just doesn't seem worth it, God feels remote, it's hard work, any of those things. What would have happened if Noah hadn't trusted God? What will happen if we don't live our lives in the way that God wants us to, in the way we relate to people, in the way we do things and say things? What will happen if we don't live our lives trusting God? Sometimes we will doubt, sometimes it will be hard work, but God wants us to live our life in the same way that Noah did. God wants us to live our lives in a way that reflects Him. We are going to close with two...